Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to That's Relatable. My name is Brooke, and I like to get on this podcast and chit-chat about some of my very own insecurities and struggles, and I like to discuss it just out there publicly because I know there are a lot of us who kind of walk through the same thing, and we just kind of keep it hidden into ourselves and hope that no one notices, when in reality, it might be more beneficial to kind of talk about it and hopefully find some relatability and comfort in knowing that we are not the only ones going through struggles. So this is episode stinking 11, which means I've been doing this for almost 3 months, and that is insanely awesome to me. I referenced it on one of my last like Instagram posts, I think it was on Instagram, but how 11 episodes is insane to me, because truly, like, to my core, I did not know if I would get through episode one or get past episode one when this whole thing began. And there's a lot of like having to lay down my ego and having to like humble myself and having to just like be okay with putting myself out there, because you guys, this is a nerve-wracking thing to just like openly put my opinions out there, openly discuss things that are my insecurities and things that I have dealt with. But again, I know that I'm not the only one who goes through these things. And so I'm hoping that by kind of just, you know, taking that leap of faith and like exposing myself, that someone out there might find comfort and encouragement. And truly, it sounds cheesy and cliche, and I know it's whatever, but really, if one person can find encouragement out of this, then my job is being done. And so yeah, that's my little ramble sesh to begin with. I just hope that by being kind of authentic and putting myself out there, like I said, it takes a lot of nerves and trying to like just remind myself that, you know what, I might be putting myself out there and I might be exposing my insecurities, my struggles. But again, if it's helping one person, then we're going to chalk that up as a win. So today I wanted to go into the topic of advice that I would give to my younger self, because I think, I don't know, obviously like many of us think of ourselves as different in like different stages of our life, I think. So like I can remember myself as like a little kid, and then my preteen awkward years, and then myself as a high schooler, and then kind of growing into my adulthood. And so many of those times, like nowadays anyways, I'll look back and be like, oh my gosh, Brooke, why did you do that? You're such a dummy. You should have done A, B, or C. Or maybe you should not have done A, B, or C, and I wish I would have avoided this, or I wish I would have pursued that. And you know, it's just all of these tidbits of advice come back to me, and I wish I could just go back to my old version of myself and shake myself a little bit and say, hello, like, what were you doing? Or why were you acting this way? Or why weren't you doing this? So anyways, I relied actually a lot on my listeners this time, and I loved, loved, loved having you guys participate in this. So heads up, this is going to be happening a lot more, because when I can get your guys' feedback and your responses, it makes it so much easier to, one, talk about a topic, but two, also to just have that clarity and that I don't know if it's, I don't know, it just reassures me that, yeah, there is a lot of relatability in this specific topic. So like I said, there was a couple times, was it a couple times? I don't know. But most recently, I just put out a poll on my Instagram stories and just said, what's advice that you would give your younger self, and go. And I got so many responses, which, one, thank you guys, that's awesome. But two, I had to actually just kind of pick a handful of my favorites. But I can tell you there is a common theme throughout like all of them. And there are some funnier ones, some that kind of made me laugh. And then there were some serious ones that it's like, ooh, that's good. And I felt that. So I'm going to kind of take a couple seconds just to go through what advice you guys said and how really, like I said, there's a common theme between it all. And we have a lot more in common than what we might think. So advice to your younger self. So there are some funny ones, or not funny, but kind of like more playful, more like lighthearted ones. And also very relatable. One was to take more vacations, because again, well, if you're like me, if you're my kind of age group and in my same, or in the same stage of life as me, you know that we probably don't get as many vacations as we would like. If you're in the middle of mom and or dad and parenting, whatever you want to say, vacations, what are those? Right? So take more vacations while you can. Try harder in school was another one. Another one was to do things outside of your comfort zone. Guys, if there's anything that I'm going to preach from the mountaintop, it's going to be that point alone. Like, do things outside of your comfort zone. That's a whole nother episode for a whole nother time, because I promise you, if I get stuck on that too much right now, I'm going to go berserk and just ramble forever. But long story short, there is so much benefit in doing things that make you uncomfortable. That is literally how you grow in every aspect of your life. If you think about it in fitness, if you think about it mentally, if you think about it in your studies, if you think about it as a parent, as you think about it in any sort of direction, that statement alone is how you get stronger, doing things out of your comfort zone. Oh, like I said, that's got to come back another time, because I'm already getting heated on that. Find a job that makes money, even if that means not going to college. That's another thing that's really common in like the millennial generation. I think a lot of us were just like kind of forced to go to college. I mean, it's not like, in my case anyways, my parents weren't ever like, if you don't go to college, you're going to be in so much trouble. But it was very highly encouraged. Like, okay, you go to high school and then you go to college. There's not like an or an if or anything in that transition period. It's just high school, check, college, next. So without even thinking that there was really another option, we're like, yeah, okay, we're going to college. The trouble is, for what? And that is another part of my like story of, I mean, I've said it before and I'll reflect on it again later, but going to college for a degree that I don't use at all anymore, except for on like summer vacation. Occasionally will I use it. I think I have 4 days scheduled over this whole summer this year. So when I say a little bit, I mean a little bit. Oh, number five was don't have a long-term high school boyfriend. Oh, I laugh at this one because I'm just going to say yes to that. Like, yes. And that's not me being mean or talking crap or anything against the boyfriend that I had. It's just like reality. Like, you're in high school and high schoolers take things so, so seriously. Like, your whole life depends on it. That's one part that I will like spiral and talk about for a second, because when I was in high school, I was very much so like a what did we used to say? A try hard. A try hard. I remember like my friends picking on me, being like, oh, Brooke, such a try hard. I don't know if you guys use that term too, but it really was. Like, anything that I was doing, I was going to try hard in it. I was an overachiever. I was going to work hard like that. Like, I think there's a lot of goodness that can come out of being an overachiever and a try hard, if you're going to use that term. There's a lot of goodness that can come out of that. It can take you to places. It can take you far. It gives you a good work ethic and whatever. And so I'm proud of myself to some degree about that. But also, oh my gosh, you guys, I took every AP class possible except for AP Chem, I think. So I took AP US History, AP Calc, AP English, I feel like I took other stuff. I don't know. But my point is, like, I, ironically enough, am only using like the math portion of that. And I don't even teach calculus. So really not really. I'm not even using my AP Calc material that I worked so hard over. I see my students nowadays do that too, where they are signing up for every single AP class they can. They want all the dual credits. They want all the things to go into college and to graduate with basically like an associate's degree. At the high school level. Like, it's a new thing for those of you who are not in education. Like, high schools are developing more and more ways to get like dual credit, like college credits as a high school student. So you can essentially, if you work hard enough, depending on where you're at, obviously it varies, but you could potentially graduate high school and almost have like an associate's degree with that many credits obtained already. So I see my students pushing themselves so hard, which is great. And again, this is awesome. As an educator, it's like, yeah, do it, go, work hard. As a human, I'm like, you have got to have time to breathe and to be a kid. Oh my gosh, be a kid. That's one thing I would tell myself. Just like, enjoy being a teenager. You're putting so much stress on your plate and you're trying to do all of the things for what? Okay, cool. So maybe you'll get more college credits and that'll give you a little step to get through college a little faster. But also, this is the only time in your life where you're going to have work that needs to be done, obviously, but at the same time, not the full-blown like adult workload that you will have for the rest of your life. Like, I don't know. I'm like, walking on eggshells as a teacher and talking about this as well, but do what you think is going to be beneficial to you and your degree. But when I tell you that I have talked to students several times who are just stressed out of their minds, in tears, just have sports and then musicals and then different activities and bands, and but then they still have this to do and that class homework. It's like, stop. Freaking time out and stop. Because our kids right now are running at such a high level of stress. It's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane. It's incredible in the worst way. Like, I mean that wholeheartedly. So absolutely, like, don't take high school so seriously. That I think tied into not having a long-term boyfriend, but it's true. Like, stop taking it so seriously. I mean, it's great, it's fun, cool, but don't let yourself stress so much that it makes you sick. Like, literally, I've had kids be physically like sick, like crying because they're so stressed out, and that sucks. Some serious feedback, or like more, I don't know, yeah, just more serious feedback that you guys submitted. I actually kind of love reading these, because the whole point, like I said at the beginning of this, is to encourage one another based off of the same sort of circumstances, based off of the same sort of struggles and insecurities that we have. Like, the feedback that I got, you guys, was seriously like the same resounding like message. It's insane. So here we go. I'm just going to start rambling, and you guys will be able to see the same kind of theme throughout. So the first one was, God made me as I am, quit comparing. 2, this is really sad, but some friends aren't really friends. 3, people worth your time will also give you their time. 4, stop caring about what people think. 5, not everyone is going to like you, and that's okay. 6, who cares about what people think about you? Do what makes you happy anyways. Okay, so I'm not even through like half of them yet, but the common piece that I'm taking away is, 1, friends, people in general, classmates, some of them aren't true friends, and that sucks. And we as high schoolers or as young teenagers, I think, like, I remember myself as a teenager, and I really put like every ounce of my self-worth into how other people thought, or what other people thought about me. And that speaks for itself, like with other people too. Like, I hear that in these submissions too, right? It says, God made me as I am, quit comparing. Oh my gosh. If that does not sum up like a high school perspective or a young person's perspective of like, we put so much of our self-worth into what other people think or how we are in comparison to someone else, and it eats us up. And you know what sucks is this is like where your habits as a young adult start. So once you start kind of believing that, oh crap, I'm not as good as so-and-so, and oh my gosh, I don't have everything put together like this person does, and oh, I wish I was funny like this person, these people don't like me over here because I'm weird. Like, as soon as we buy into that thought process, it takes us that much longer to kick it to the curb as adults. So while we might be the adults now saying, oh, I wish I would have tell, or I wish I could tell my old self this, or my younger self this, I should say, we're to that point now where we can say that piece of advice because we have fought through overcoming the beliefs that we used to have, if that makes sense. So like, at some point, this person who said, God made me as I am, quit comparing, at some point, that person was really, really comparing themselves to other people and bought into the thought process that I'm not as good as so-and-so because I'm not doing A, B, or C, and has had to fight through that comparison and through that false belief to the adult version of themselves now, where they can say, oh, that was never true. Why did I ever let myself work so hard to have to get through that? You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, that if you're of a younger age group and you're listening to this right now, like, the sooner you can get a grasp on what these false statements are that you're believing and that you're buying into, the sooner that you can identify that they're false, the sooner you will be able to get past the realization that they're wrong, and the sooner you'll be able to correct those ideas and live without those, if that makes sense. If any of that makes sense. Almost dropped my notebook. And then it says, again, this is so sad, but some friends aren't really friends. Some people this is another one. Some people or people worth your time will also give you their time. So for those ones, I hear like, oh man, people did you wrong at some point. And again, we bought into this belief that we had friends, and then we were turned around and found out that nope, these people aren't friends at all, and they hurt us. Stop caring about what people think. Not everyone's going to like you, and that's okay. That's a huge one. And something I've realized as an adult is when I think about myself as a younger person or as a teenager, high school, or whatever you want to say, I truly have a hard time identifying how I was. I don't know. Like, it's almost like I have zero concept of who I was as a person because I was so it's almost like it's blacked out. Like I was so concerned about what other people thought about me that I truly don't even know. Like, what did I think about myself? Did I like myself in high school? How was I to other people? To some people, I was probably mean and a brat and bossy and snooty. To others, I was probably really fun and nice and goofy and silly. To others, I might have been really smart. To some, I might have been a ditzy little dumb blonde. Like, I don't know truly how I was. And that kind of sucks. But it also like shows me how much I was really just like focusing on everybody else's opinion but me. Did I like myself as a high schooler? Maybe that sounds weird, but I truly don't even know. I truly don't even know. And again, it's like I was just so concerned about what everybody else was thinking that I lost sight of who I really am or who I really was at that time. But another thing that I've had to realize is that, you know what? Because there are so many different people out there, and I mean, the school that I went to was really small, but everybody knew everyone. There's probably a lot of different perceptions of me. Like, again, some people probably did think I was really smart. Some people really did think I was stupid. Some people really did think I was mean or funny or goofy or nice or annoying or whatever. But that just goes to show, like, there are so many different perceptions of you from so many different viewpoints of people that you will never even understand. And I think where I found peace as an adult is, like, you don't have to understand. You don't have to come – I mean – don't want to say come to terms. Yeah, it's not your responsibility to go through every single person's perspective of you and make peace with that. If you can make peace with who you know you are as an adult or even as a young person, again, this is me giving advice to my younger self. If you can make peace with who you are and who you know or what you know to be true about yourself, it will eliminate so much of the care and the concern about what other people think about you. Once you can really solidify who you know you are, like, the weight of everybody else's opinion diminishes. It's not there anymore because you are solid in who you are. And that no longer takes effect on if so-and-so thinks I'm an idiot or if so-and-so thinks I'm the smartest person in the school. It also causes us or forces us to be humble and to know, like, hey, I am pretty dumb on this topic. Like, this subject right here, I suck at, but I'm really smart over here. Like, I don't know. It just gives you that foundation. And you're not so shakable. It's not so movable. It's not so, I don't know. You're not so fickle, I guess, if that's the word I want to use. You're sturdy in who you are. And if you can be sturdy in who you are, a lot of doors can open. Another person said, who cares about what people think about you? Do what makes you happy. Again, right? The same sort of message. We're always so concerned with what other people think. And here's the funny thing. Like, I heard this quote somewhere, maybe on Instagram. I don't even know. We always think we're the main person. We're the main character in everybody's story. Okay. So I think I'm the main character in everybody else's life. Well, they think they're the main character in everybody else's life. And the next person thinks they're the main character in everybody else's life. Well, really, everyone is just concerned with themselves. So everyone else is concerned about, oh, what does this person think about me? So really what we're all doing is we're all kind of tiptoeing and walking on eggshells around each other being like, oh, do you like me? Oh, you think I'm mean? Oh, you think I'm weird? Oh, I'm scared of you, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's what everyone's doing. No one's even living their authentic self. I don't even like to say authentic self because that's such like a buzzword these days. Different topic I'm not touching. But you get what I'm saying, right? Like, we're all so concerned about what everybody else is doing that we're tiptoeing around each other. Oh, I hope you like me. I hope you don't think I'm weird. I hope you are okay with me doing this or that, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of creates this really awkward phase that we kind of have to go through as teenagers and young adults until we can really, again, get through that lump, get through that hard time of realizing who we are, and then become okay with not caring about what other people think. Ooh, this is a good one. And it kind of, it's not so much on the same page as these other submissions have been so far, but it says make choices that manifest the life you want in 20 to 30 years. And then the next one kind of follows that same theme. It says do the uncomfortable things now so it's easier later and it becomes a habit. Oh, delayed gratification. That concept right there just popped on up, smacked me over the side of the head, and I will, it's hard because I'm 29, but truly, like, I can't imagine me not living with that concept as like a huge leading priority in my life now. Delayed gratification is huge. If you can work hard now and bust your butt now, the other side is going to be insanely freaking awesome. And so putting in the hard work now, and like these, you know, like these people, a few of you listeners submitted, working hard now so it becomes doing the uncomfortable now so it becomes easier later and becomes a habit, and also manifesting the life you want in 20 to 30 years. And that's huge. And it always it comes back to that delayed gratification concept where it says we work hard now, we do the uncomfortable things now, we do the things we don't want right now because it's going to pay off at the end. And it causes us to learn how to be patient. Holy freaking crap. Can we just talk about for a second? Like, I'm not going to come out and say like I'm ripped and I'm a big old buff macho lady, because I'm not. But I will tell you right now, I am in the best shape I've ever been probably in my life. And that, I would say, compares to me as a high schooler. Maybe I'm stronger than I was as a high schooler. I don't totally remember, but I'm neck and neck. And I will tell you right now, that process took so much patience and delayed gratification and going and staying consistent and doing the things I did not want to do on the nights that I was tired, and the things I was doing workouts that I hated for a second, but I started to love. Okay, side note there, I don't hate them now. Anyways, and I just think there's so much to be said about a person who can be self-disciplined enough to do the delayed gratification methods, or they are pushing themselves to the point where it sucks right now, but when you come to the other side, it's going to be freaking awesome. And working out is just one example. And I know there's several people who could relate to that example too. But I will tell you in that kind of example, or that kind of concept, like, I have tried so hard to be a workout person like my whole life. Thankfully, in high school, I had sports, and so it kept me there, and I didn't really have to try it that hard. But outside of high school, when I got into college and as a young adult, I always would try to do my workouts, and I'd be like, oh, but I hate it. I don't want to do it. Blah, blah, blah. Until I switched my mindset and said, no, this is my only option. I am not going to, like, I refuse to let myself be unhealthy just because I am uncomfortable in this one given moment. Like, I am fighting for a lifelong, lifelong life. I'm fighting for a life of health and well-being. And I want to be able to freaking play against my kids in sports and give them the smackdown when they need it at home. and I need to teach them a lesson in basketball or whatever it is. Like, I want to be able to be competitive with them. I want to be able to run with them and ride my bikes with them and do whatever. Like, I, in that moment, made a decision that, you know what, like, I need to do the hard work now so that I can reap the benefits later as a parent when my kids are older. And I'm rambling on that, but I do think there's so much importance to be said there, to do the uncomfortable things now. So that's an easier thing and it's a habit later on. Eight kind of made me, I numbered these, but there's the eighth one that I wrote down. It made me laugh a little bit because it just kind of like is a testament to the snooty, like, teenage attitude that we have, which I also had. It says, just because you think something doesn't mean it's true or that it needs to be said. Because we like to run our mouths as teenagers, you know? We like to run our mouths. We think we're right. We got it all figured out. We're the big bad seniors in the school. We got all the little incoming younger freshmen or whatever, incoming, what am I trying to say? Oh, younger classmen, I think is what I'm trying to say. Like, my point is we get an ego in high school and we think we are the top dog and no one's going to tell us otherwise. If I think something, I'm going to say it. And then we get into the real world and we're like, I'm an idiot. I sounded like a douchebag. Sorry for everybody who ever listened to a word I said. And it's a very humbling experience. It's a very humbling experience. And so absolutely, that's advice that you could give to your younger self of, hey, keep your mouth shut, aka keep your mouth shut and don't always go running your mouth thinking that what you hear is true. That's just like freaking high school in a little snippet right there. Okay, and then we're back to the same sort of theme that we started with. Don't worry about people who don't matter. Don't worry about people who don't matter. Huh. Yeah, that makes sense. I was going to keep reading, but that one just hit me in my heart a little bit. Don't worry about people who don't matter. That's hard because at the time we don't realize which people do and don't matter. And I think back to me as a high schooler and where my insecurities to this day stemmed from was from high school. Like to this day, I cringe when I honestly, it's like maybe social anxiety. You wouldn't expect it because I do think I'm an extrovert and I'm up here and I do my podcast and I talk on my Instagram stories and I do all the things, but there is a part of me, it's like a little part in the back of my mind that just like whenever I'm feeling a little insecure, it just like jumps all over me. Or whenever I'm feeling a little insecure, it jumps all over me. That's what I'm trying to say. But my insecurities stem from people from high school. There's like, I'm not going to say names, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4 people off the top of my head that I know their names. I can see their faces right now in my head. And I have not seen a single one of them since I've graduated high school. I lied. I might've seen one of them, but if so, it's maybe once or twice ever since graduating high school, 10 years-ish ago. Oh my gosh, I'm old. 11-ish, maybe. I don't remember, guys, when I graduated. That's what I'm going to tell myself. Okay, anyways, I have not seen any of them, except for maybe one of them, like once or twice since I've graduated high school. And I am almost to this day, I'm so pissed and annoyed with myself that I'm still dealing with the insecurities that I felt like were given to me from these 4 people. And I'm like, gosh, dang it. Don't worry about the people who don't matter. Well, hey, those 4 people are people who don't matter in my life. I don't see them. I don't work with them. They're not close in the community. I don't have anything to do with them. And to this day, as a mom and an adult, I still deal with the insecurities that I feel like I got from them. And that pisses me off. And even though it pisses me off and I get mad and annoyed by it, like I still deal with it. And I'm getting flustered because I'm so frustrated by this. And this is me talking to teenage Brooke right now. Like, don't you dare let those people make you feel the way that they're making you feel. Yeah, here I am still dealing with it as an adult, but they don't matter to me, you know? And so I just wish so bad. So for those of you who are listening, or maybe you can resonate with this, maybe it's something that you deal with too, or that you feel like, don't let those people pull you down and make you feel less than, and make you feel insecure, and make you feel dumb and like you don't matter. Your opinion is stupid. Don't let them, because they're not freaking worth it. And so now as an adult, again, like I said, even though it pisses me off and I know it's wrong and I don't care to see those people, I'm never going to see them, I don't care to know them, that's fine, whatever, I'm still dealing with it, even though I know it's stupid for me to be dealing with. But it's just something that's like ingrained into your mind after a little bit, where it's like a default thing. It's your ego, I guess. It's your inner voice, I guess, the way that you describe yourself. And it's ingrained in who I am now to have these little insecurities that were fed off from what these people used to say about me. And it sucks. But the good thing is now as an adult, I can recognize those things, know that they're not true. Again, know that the people who maybe kind of made me feel that way are not important to me. I'm never going to see them again. And you know, like it sounds so catty, and there obviously is a little bit of like hurt that still comes with that because I'm so frustrated that I still deal with these insecurities, but really like, it's okay. It's okay. Because maybe someone in high school that I went to high school with felt that way about me. And that's a freaking humbling thing to think about. So maybe that's another thing we could tell ourselves, our younger selves. Be careful the way that you're talking to others, right? Maybe I made someone else feel that way and I just don't know it, right? And so there's always that kind of counterpart to it where, man, I was hurt and I let the people who don't matter to me now affect me then, back then. And so I deal with those insecurities now, but who's to say I didn't unintentionally do that to someone else too? So it's not to say I hold grudges or anything. I don't, but it's high school and it's teenagers and it's things that we go through as we're growing up and becoming young adults. So there's two sides to every story. All right, let's keep going. What else did I have you guys submit? You are not responsible for keeping people happy. True. You're not. As much as we want to, as much as we want to people please, we can't. We cannot people please because guess what? It ain't ever going to happen. Hate to break it to you, okay? Hate to break it to you. It ain't ever going to happen. You're never going to get to the point where you are pleasing everyone and everyone's satisfied with you and you feel like you have, you know, got everybody happy and happy-go-lucky. And it's not your responsibility because that's a lot to carry. That's a lot of weight to carry. So even now as an adult, like I can deal with that too, people-pleasing and trying to make sure everybody's good and everybody's happy. And you know what? There's no use in trying to make that happen. It's just not realistic. And so we have to be okay with that. And just knowing that that's not a responsibility. That's not our burden to carry. It is what it is. And the next one, again, to follow that same theme, it says you can't control people, places, or things. You just can't. And that sucks. Again, it's a big realization we have to go through from a young adult, from a teenager into adulthood, or however you want to say it. There's a transition period there, but we have to kind of face that concept and go right through it and figure out, you know what? It's outside of our control. And if you could go back and tell your younger self that, that would be huge and it would probably save you. If you're anything like me, it would probably save you a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety and struggle and fear. And then this last one, it was good. It was cute. It says grace. Oh my gosh. Give yourself some grace. Yeah. Even now as adults, right? I think that's a fair one, that not only is advice we would give our younger selves, but something that I constantly have to remind myself of these days too, right? Especially as a parent. Where do I even begin, you know, from the chores that need to be done around the house to making sure we're spending enough time with our kids and actually like being engaged and playing with them and keeping them entertained, but also thinking, well, hey, they have to be bored at some point and they need to learn how to be bored because that's beneficial to them too. But then also showing them what it means to be a hard worker, and then you yell at them too easily. And it's just like, that's one piece of advice that I think is consistent throughout your whole life. Like, just give yourself some grace. You're doing the best you can, especially as a teenager or high schooler or a younger person. You're not going to have it all perfected and no one is expecting you to. You don't have to be so hard on yourself when things go wrong, when things don't go the way that you intended, when you're not living up to what you think the highest standard is. And we have to really just lean into the fact that we are human. We are full-blown human. That's the best we can do. We're bound to make mistakes. Even as a parent, like I said, or as a wife, as a teacher, as anything, any role that I am today, this is something I have to continuously remind myself of. Give yourself some grace. You're doing the best you can. If you can look at yourself and truly in your heart of hearts know that you are doing your very best, okay, that's all you can do. That's truly all you can do. And the weight of the world is not on your shoulders. And again, you are your main character in your head. You think all of these things matter. And if you don't get them done, things are going to come crashing down and the world's going to end. Oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And give yourself some grace. There's no need to stress out the way that you're stressing out. And I know it's so much easier said than done, but really just in the way that they say in marriages or with your kids or whatever, what have you. Choose your battles, pick your battles, right? What are you really going to come down on yourself hard about? And what are you going to say? Okay, I'm giving myself grace. Like, I'm doing the best I can. And that's the most I can do. I think that's really important. And I really, really like that one. I actually boxed it off in its own little category because I think it's, again, one that can really be useful at any stage of our life. So I don't know. It's just so interesting to think about myself as a teenager or a high schooler or whatever, because I think of who I was, and I just picture a little like teenage Brooke, and I almost picture myself then as one of my students now. Like, as if I could be the teacher to myself at that age, like, I think I would just want to hug myself, truly. Like, I think I would just want to hug myself because if I remember anything from high school, it was just being stressed out. Is that the word? I think I was just like so. Like, I just cared so much. I cared so much about what everybody thought about me. And I was trying to fit in every direction. And it's just funny because, I don't know. I hear other people. I've heard before from a few people who have graduated from me or, oh no, did I just lose it? I've heard from past classmates or people who went to the same school of how they used to think about me. And a lot of times the way that they describe me is incredibly flattering and very sweet and very kind. And it's nice, but it's also, I never know how to respond because while that was someone else's perception of me, I internally did not feel that way. Like, I felt like I was in survival mode, maybe kind of sort of, but I was everything that these submissions were. I was all of those. I was comparing and I was figuring out who my friends were. And just like you guys said, I'm referencing all of the submissions that I wrote down, the few that I picked out. I was in my comfort zone. Again, I was caring about what people were thinking, and I was a people pleaser, and I was just like all of these. Like everything that I'm seeing right here that I wrote down, that was me too. And it's funny. I think as adults, we look back and we think, oh, we wasted so much time being stressed out about such goofy things that really don't matter at all. I'm gonna wrap this up, but there's one story that it just came to my mind, and it's not anything crazy, but I just remember towards the end of this last school year. So, we're in summertime right now, but at the end of this past school year, I was talking to a few of my girls that I got close to and who are younger, and they're kind of going through typical drama that happens in high school. And I remember telling one of them, like, truly in my heart of hearts, like, I know that there was a crap ton of drama when I was going through high school. I cannot tell you one single like fight. That, like, I can't tell you what it was about. I know that I was mad at this person or this person was mad at me. I can't tell you what it was about. Like, truly, I don't remember. That's how insignificant it is to me now. And that's one thing too that I think I would go back and tell myself, like, don't get so bent out of shape about these fights and about the drama and about the things that you think are making the world end. Because give it a couple years, like, you are truly gonna forget about every single one of these fights. You're gonna forget about the people who maybe you don't keep in touch with. And the nice thing about after high school is you get to stay in touch with who you want to. And I think that's one thing to be said too. Like, don't let that drama, the world is ending drama, bring you down, because turns out the world doesn't end and you make it out okay. So, you guys, this was fun. I love, love, love that you guys were submitting these responses. I love that not only can I sit here and kind of talk about how relatable or, talk about my circumstances and see how they were relatable to you guys, but I love that I have these submissions to use as well, so that you guys can see as listeners how you can relate to one another as well. So, this was fun. This was a good one. Again, to those of you who are maybe younger and listening to this, maybe jot some of these down because the rest of us have learned a thing or two, and while we're not like perfect and we don't have it all down, pretty good tips were said in this one. So thank you guys again for submitting those. This has been so much fun. I love you guys to pieces. Thank you for listening, and we will do this again next time. Bye.